I'm going to introduce now Joe Hadena. Nice to have you with us, Joe.
It's beautiful to be here.
Now, what is this, Joe?
The only thing is, my name really isn't Joe Hadena, you see, but I really can identify with a cartoon character in a war paper. I've got to wear this because of I have my own business, you see. And I know that these kikes and also these traitors, the white traitors, you know, these so-called conservatives that work hand-in-hand with the Jews would have to be out of business in no time.
So you have to disguise yourself.
I've got to, yeah.
To have freedom of speech.
To have freedom of speech, right. And to be able to survive.
Now, you're also, you told me, your main purpose to come here is that you're an angry Korean War veteran.
You're damn right I am, absolutely.
Well, let's start out. Now, what happened to you? That's quite a long time ago. People talk about the Vietnam War, but you don't hear much about Korea. Tell me personally what your tragedy was. You saw a lot of your own buddies killed over there?
Oh, God, yes, absolutely. The body bags were piled sky high. Now, what's ironical here, I'm a married man with a wife that's in a hospital and very sick with a child. And myself, an Apache Indian, two other white guys, and one black got orders for FECOM, which is Far East Command Korea. And the rest of them guys got orders for Germany. I didn't know why then, but I resented it, but I know why now.
Why?
They went over there to fight the battle of the Pearl Harbor, to propagate and mongrelize the white race in Germany. And they did a lot of that.
You think somebody behind the military seems to really advocate this type of thing?
Well, certainly. Certainly, absolutely.
So these fellas all went to
The war was going on in Korea, not Germany.
So they sent them to Germany, all these blacks,
yeah,
fraternized with the white Germans,
sure,
girls, and sent you over there.
The cream of the crop over there to get pumped off.
So what happens next?
Well, I went home on leave, and my first child was born dead. But I come back pretty messed up, nervous, the Korean War, sick. I got addicted to alcohol and the opium. I met a fellow there, and of all people, he was the nephew of Anna and Julius Rosenberg, the spies that gave away the time.
Oh,
speakers.
Yes, yeah.
The nephew of these people, of these vultures.
Was he going to Korea?
Yeah, he's going to Korea. And when he told me that, I was shocked who he was. And, you know, it's ironic, when we got on a troop ship, he said, "Please break my arm, break my leg." I said, "You cowardly Jew, fall down the stairs and break your, you know, the steps of the ship. Break your own arm or your own leg, you know." I was a sick combat veteran.
Well, you had this delayed stress
syndrome.
They didn't recognize that back then, and they don't really recognize it now.
And hit Busan. We got on the train. We got fired out no sooner the train took off from Busan. There was Sigmund Rhee had turned a whole bunch of North Korean communists loose. He said, "These were my people. These were hardened North Korean communists that were captured by troops prior to my getting there." But it had to be these characters shooting at these little Japanese trains that we were going up in front of.
He left them loose behind the line?
Yes. Sigmund Rhee did that, yeah. He said, "These are all my people."
Yeah.
And we had to pay the price. You know, we're getting shot at. Luckily, we all hit the deck on a train. The bullets are going crashing through the window.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how vicious the Korean War was. And
okay,
they talk about the Vietnam War, but the Korean War was probably one of the most vicious wars that our people have been in.